Six of Crows, written by Leigh Bardugo, and read by Jay Snyder, Brandon Rubin, Fred Berman, Lauren Fortgang, Roger Clark, Elizabeth Evans, and Tristan Morris.
Part 1. Shadow Business.
1. Jost. Jost had two problems: the moon and his mustache. He was supposed to be making his rounds at the Hoad House, but for the last 15 minutes, he'd been hovering around the southeast wall of the gardens, trying to think of something clever and romantic to say to Anya. If only Anya's eyes were blue like the sea, or green like an emerald. Instead, her eyes were brown. Lovely, dreamy, melted chocolate brown? Rabbit fur brown? Just tell her she's got skin like moonlight, his friend Peter had said. Girls love that. A perfect solution. But the Ketterdam weather was not cooperating. There'd been no breeze off the harbor that day, and a gray milk fog had wreathed the city's canals and crooked alleys in damp. Even here among the mansions of the Geldstraat, the air hung thick with the smell of fish and bilge water, and the smoke from the refineries on the city's outer islands had smeared the night sky in a briny haze. The full moon looked less like a jewel than a yellowy blister in need of lancing. Maybe he could compliment Anya's laugh, except that he'd never heard her laugh. He wasn't very good with jokes. Jost glanced at his reflection in one of the glass panels set into the double doors that led from the house to the side garden. His mother was right. Even in his new uniform, he still looked like a baby. Gently, he brushed his finger along his upper lip. If only his mustache would come in. It definitely felt thicker than yesterday. He'd been a guard in the Stadtwatch less than 6 weeks, and it wasn't nearly as exciting as he'd hoped. He thought he'd be running down thieves in the barrel, or patrolling the harbors, getting first look at cargo coming in on the docks. But ever since the assassination of that ambassador at the town hall, the merchant council had been grumbling about security. So where was he? Stuck walking in circles at some lucky mercher's house. Not just any mercher, though. Councilman Hoad was about as high-placed in Ketterdam government as a man could be. The kind of man who could make a career. Jost adjusted the set of his coat and rifle, then patted the weighted baton at his hip. Maybe Hoad would take a liking to him. Sharp-eyed and quick with the cudgel, Hoad would say. That fellow deserves a promotion. Sergeant Jost Van Poel, he whispered, savoring the sound of the words. Captain Jost Van Poel.
Stop gawking at yourself.
Jost whirled, cheeks going hot as Henk and Rutger strode into the side garden. They were both older, bigger, and broader of shoulder than Jost, and they were house guards, private servants of Councilman Hoad. That meant they wore his pale green livery, carried fancy rifles from Norvia Zem, and never let Jost forget he was a lowly grunt from the city watch.
Petting that bit of fuzz isn't going to make it grow any faster, Rutger said with a loud laugh.
Jost tried to summon some dignity. I need to finish my rounds. Rutger elbowed Henk.
That means he's going to go stick his head in the Grisha workshop to get a look at his girl.
Oh, Anya, won't you use your Grisha magic to make my mustache grow?
Henk mocked. Jost turned on his heel, cheeks burning, and strode down the eastern side of the house. They'd been teasing him ever since he'd arrived. If it hadn't been for Anya, he probably would have pleaded with his captain for a reassignment. He and Anya only ever exchanged a few words on his rounds, but she was always the best part of his night. And he had to admit, he liked Hoad's house, too. The few peeks he'd managed through the windows. Hoad had one of the grandest mansions on the Geldstraat, floor set with gleaming squares of black and white stone, shining dark wood walls lit by blown glass chandeliers that floated like jellyfish near the coffered ceilings.